And now, live from the Daniel Scappin Studio, deep in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, it's Mike Malloy.
Good evening, truth seekers. I'm Bob Kincaid, boy engineer. This is the Malloy program. You have not tuned into the wrong thing. You have not somehow happened across the hillbilly spectrum of your radio dial. No. This is a week away for the Malloys, and I have had I've had contact from Kathy, who lets me know that they are relaxing in magnificent ebullience. Oh my, we're going to use a lot of fun words tonight, but not those fun words. Stop it. This is the 24th day of November 2015, and I would like to wish a very happy birthday to my dear eldest sister, who is not listening, but nonetheless, it's in the sentiment of the thing. So throughout the day, as you can well imagine, it's a matter of picking and choosing and culling among the news of the day to try to see if it's possible to figure out some sort of theme or a common thread, and I don't know if I found it or not. We'll see this evening as the evening progresses. A quick program note: in the second hour of the program, Radio Magic. Yes, Radio Magic. It's kind of hard to watch me make this coin appear from your ear. No, that's not going to happen. But we're going to be talking to a longtime friend of mine, Steve Trash, Rockin' Eco Hero. What is a Rockin' Eco Hero? Well, you'll find out, somewhere around probably 7 or 8 minutes past the hour. Next hour. Should be a fun conversation. He is an environmentalist. He is an entertainer. And first and foremost, I would say that of all the many people I know who work in the environmental movement, Steve Trash is probably making more positive change than any other individual I know, because he's not trying to convince baggers and birchers and ninthers and deathers and tenthers and booger eaters and various and sundry creepy crawly denizens of the right that climate change is real or that recycling is good. Steve is changing the hearts and minds and the future of the country and the world, one room full of children at a time, one state fair audience at a time, and he does a whale of a good job, and he's also a pretty doggone good musician too. So that's in the second hour. But by way of getting things going this evening, I thought we might take a look. Yes. The national roulette wheel, which looks surprisingly like the spinning cylinder of a handgun, that spun around a little bit today, and it's landed in a couple of places that people weren't really expecting it. But who is? We can talk about that, and we've got several examples. Unfortunately, we can talk about. Yes, the fact that a Chicago police officer has been charged with murder in the death of a 17-year-old young man of color. We can do that too. We can talk about the really concerted efforts of folks like the Russians and the Turks and the Syrians and ISIS and the United States and our partners in peace, the good head loppers, the Saudis. To get World War III off to a rolling start, that's on the list. But I wanted to go maybe somewhere. I don't know if anybody's gone there today or not. But I saw this particular story over in the New York Times. Appeals court rules memos on targeted killings can stay classified. Targeted killings, though, that of course is Orwellian newspeak for drone slaughters. And it has to do with a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that was filed against the Obama administration last year. The story by Charlie Savage in yesterday's New York Times. The Freedom of Information Act lawsuit is what compelled, by court order, the Obama administration to reveal the memo, secret, it said, that allowed the extrajudicial assassination of Anwar al-Awlaki. The New York Times refers to him as American-born terrorist leader. Man, that reads scary, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, guess what? We may have gotten that one memo, but you, me, we the people, striving to form that more perfect union, achieve domestic tranquility. No more. No, you've seen enough, America. Keep your head down, your eyes closed, and your mouth shut. Judge John O. Newman, writing the opinion, said, "We emphasize at the outset that the lawfulness of drone strikes is not at issue. This appeal, like the prior one, primarily concerns whether documents considering such lawfulness must be disclosed." Remember that "we the people" part? Yeah, I know. Isn't that quaint? So, no, we're not going to get any more memos about how it is we go about deciding to kill American citizens without judicial process, without due process, without equal protection, without any constitution whatsoever. Constitution? We don't need no stinking constitution. We got drones. Yeah. So, no, we're not going to find any more about that. It's not going to happen. But the part of the story, and people who are used to hearing me over on the horn will perhaps recognize this, but it's a pet peeve. And there it is. There it is in black and white. Charlie Savage writing for the New York Times. The Justice Department declined to comment, but Jamil Jaffer, an ACLU lawyer, you remember when George H.W. Bush decried the tassel-loafered trial lawyers and the card-carrying members of the ACLU? Yeah, I do too. Freedom. Makes me all tingly. Anyway, Jamil Jaffer, an ACLU lawyer, deplored the ruling. Good for you. Good for you. And urged the Obama administration to voluntarily disclose more information. Okay, yeah, because that's going to happen. But the part that got me to the tearing at hair and clothing and dashing through the door and out into the yard to run rabbits was this. He said, "We strongly disagree that these crucial legal memos can lawfully be kept secret. In a democracy, there should be no room for secret law, and the courts should not play a role in perpetuating it." The pet peeve is that those three words, "in a democracy." I agree wholeheartedly. In a democracy, that shouldn't happen. But please, for the love of God, can we finally drop this silly, infantile, foolish, foolhardy notion that the United States is in any way, shape, form, or fashion ever or ever has been a democracy? Because it is not. Ask the three-fifths of the three-fifths of a human being people who were defined in the Constitution whether they ever got any democracy. Ask the indigenous people subjected to genocide whether they ever got any democracy. Democracy in the United States of America is aspirational and not operational. And this is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Molloy. Mike and I are now both proud evangelists for NovaJoint. NovaJoint healed my hand pain, and now Mike takes it to knock out his knee pain. Here's what a listener from Santa Fe has to say about her experience. Quote, "I am a 67-year-old woman who has played percussion in an African marimba band for 14 years. Plus, I am a paper engineer who hand cuts all the parts for my books. My hands have really taken a beating over the years, and my joints were freezing up and aching. I heard about NovaJoint on the Mike Molloy program. Kathy's testimonial about her improvement in her joints made me want to try this product. I am amazed. After 7 days of taking 2 tablets a day, I have no more pain and my hands are stronger and much more flexible. I can even open jar lids again. Thank you for this great product." End quote. True Seekers, you've heard the unbiased reviews. You've heard our personal stories. What are you waiting for? Visit NovaJoint.com and mention the discount code Mike and free yourself from joint pain forever.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, She has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet.
Nice, single boys.
Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that. That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
The hour. This is the Molloy program, Truth Seekers, for this Tuesday evening, and I hope you're having as much fun as I am. Because, well, you know what? This is in many ways, this is a broadcast 28 years in the making. I started listening to Molloy when I would make my way home about 10 o'clock at night. I was working in Atlanta at CNN Radio as a humble anchor editor, and Mike would be on WSB as I headed across the Chattahoochee. And I became a truth seeker then and there, and I have been one ever since. I want to share with you an email that I got after the program last night. And by the way, if you want to reach me with email, it is the address is Bob Kincaid, BobKincaid at gmail.com. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. I got a note from Alan. And the subject line was, here's what's right about Trump's candidacy. Because, of course, we spent a great deal of time last night going over the various brutal fascist behaviors being engaged in by Trump's followers and supporters, basically wherever they go in the country. So Alan said, here's what's right about Trump's candidacy. Bob, Hi, Alan. Why are liberal commentators so afraid of Trump's candidacy? I'm not afraid of anything. I won't speak for anybody else. I'm not the answer guy or the give marching orders guy. We don't work that way on the progressive side of things. You want authoritarianism, you'll find it over there among the right wingers with the thin gray settling sloshing around inside their skulls where their brains ought to be. Especially since the incident in Birmingham where the Black Lives Matter protester got beaten up, I have to admire the fool for his courage. I don't think he was a fool. Never mind. Continue. Trump's campaign is hard at work exposing the rotten, stinking, racist core of the Republican Party for what it is. Okay, I can sign on with that. But I don't think it's the core that's rotten, stinking, and racist. I've been watching them for too long. It's the whole shebang. Really, it is. In the extremely unlikely event, Alan continues, that Donald Trump ends up as standard bearer for the Republicans in 2016, who do you think has the better chance of winning, Donald or Hillary? Bernie! Can we just do that? Bernie! Do you think Clinton has as good a chance against a Rubio or a Bush? I personally think Hillary Clinton, as a campaign goes on over the course of the year, and I'm not going to dog her. I'm not going to hammer on her. God knows we have birthers, deathers, ninthers, tenthers, baggers, and booger eaters to do that until hell freezes over. I think she would wind up getting thumped by any of them. Once you open that broad spigot of the Koch brothers filth machine, oh mother. Anyway, Alan says, if Trump gets nominated, millions of old mainstream Republicans would stay home rather than vote for a Democrat. See, that's where I disagree. I think those mainstream Republicans will run, not walk, not crawl, to the polls to vote for a Republican, whether it's Donald Trump or Donald Duck. Because Republicans are forever saying, I don't know, straight ticket, voting Democrats. But our side is the one that crosses party lines. The other side, that's the straight ticket crowd. Oh, yes, sunshine. Yes, it is. Even though he won't get nominated, he is tarring the entire Republican Party. He's showing America who makes up the Republican base. He's making the country club Republicans and the old line genuine conservatives face up to who's been carrying their party for the last 30 years. Maybe, but guess what? There's no Republican Party left. It's like that question somebody asked the yogi about the earth resting on the back of an elephant standing on a turtle. And they said, what's under the turtle? And the yogi said, his turtle's all the way down. It's Republicans all the way down. This is a good thing because it will break the party. No, the party's just being reshaped. That's all. It is becoming the fascist party that it has had as part of its internal DNA, I mean, all the way down to the roots, ever since Barry Goldwater, ever since Dewey. Alan concludes, you're trying so hard to bring Trump down, I honestly wonder if some of you guys aren't working for Jeb Bush. Trust me, I got the bank account to prove I ain't working for no Jeb Bush. This is the Malloy Program. We'll be back. I'm Bob Kincaid. Stick around.
Hi, True Seekers. Kathy Malloy here with a little beauty secret I discovered accidentally and now can't live without. It's Calendula Lip Balm from our very own Helen Hollers. And while it's wonderful on your lips, it's downright miraculous on your wrinkles. I know you're wondering how I first used lip balm on my wrinkles. Well, I ran out of my expensive nighttime eye cream and I was desperate. After only one night using the Calendula Lip Balm under my eyes, I could tell an immediate difference. After a week, the results were stunning. People ask me if I had a chemical peel or laser treatment. Now I'll never go back to those pricey, chemical-laden products again. This all-natural organic salve only contains 4 ingredients and only costs $4 a jar. And a jar has lasted me over 6 months. I cut my beauty routine, budget, and my fine lines by 80%. Visit HEALIN-HOLLARS.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and watch the years disappear for pennies.
Listen up, Truth Seekers. We're very excited to announce that you can now order the official coffee of the Mike Malloy Show in single bags. If you haven't tried it yet, this is what you're missing. Delicious, organic, premium coffee from the beautiful highlands of Chiapas in southern Mexico, which produces some of the finest mountain-grown coffee in the world. And each package of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 1.1 pounds. That's 17.6 ounces, not the 12 ounces you find from most roasting companies. And also, unlike most other superior brands, the good folks at Blue Tribe Coffee roast each batch themselves at an elevation of over 7,000 feet. And we're proud to say the owner of the company is a loyal listener to this program. So when you buy these delicious hand-roasted beans from Blue Tribe Coffee, you're supporting us as well. Shipping is free when you order 3 bags or more. Such a deal. Use the code TRUTHSEEKER to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Malloy or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and start enjoying this mellow blend today.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle. Simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home and even your community. To that ember, all those branches hanging over your roof might as well be giant matchsticks ready to spark. The pile of dry leaves and twigs clogging your gutters are the perfect kindling to start a fire. And all those debris piles and brush around your yard, which you haven't taken care of yet, are pure lighter fluid, ready to ignite. There are some fire hazards that aren't clearly marked, and they can impact you and your neighbors. Learn to spot them, because your home is better protected from wildfire damage when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Chair dancing. Trust me, you're really, really glad the live stream's not going right now. You don't want to see that. This is the Molloy Program, Tuesday evening, about 26 minutes before the hour. I'm Bob Kincaid, of course. Now, I shared with you that note, and I hope Alan doesn't take me as being somehow antagonistic in my response there. That really was not my goal. But he raised some points there that I think are probably raised more than just by Alan or by, who knows, millions. The reference in there to the, and you know, you got to do it right and talk with your teeth clenched and clutch at the last vestiges of chest hair or whatever. Murphy, we're country club Republicans. Whatever shall we do with that god-awful Mr. Trump? My word, my stars and garters, I was a Republican when it was respectable to be one. After all, I was a junior underling to Jeb Stuart Magruder when he was working on the campaign to reelect the president. You know, you remember, darling, Nixon, yes, creep, and absolutely, that was when a Republican could be trusted to behave like a Republican. Absolutely, a decent, money-obsessed Republican. That's a Republican to me. Well, no. No. Sorry. Game over. Done. Finish him. Right? Here we have Jeb Bush, brother of W. Bush. Over on the horn, we call him Jeb, because frankly, he needs to really own just a little bit more of his brother, don't you know? So we call him Jeb. Over in New Hampshire, there's a radio host by the name of Jack Heath, which is a surprising reminder to me of old Mac Heath, Mac the Knife, right? Yeah. But no, this is Jack Heath. And he hosts a radio program, New Hampshire Today. And by Jove, he got a sit-down conversation with Jeb. Jeb can fix it. God almighty. I still chuckle when I think about that and about the fact that that was the motto of one of the worst serial child rapists in the entire history of the United Kingdom. And nobody in the Clueless, Toneless, the Jeb campaign happened to notice that. Well, that's just because the goddess of irony is watching over. I know how we feel about religion here. I feel it, but you know, if there's a deity anywhere in the universe, it's the goddess of irony. And every now and then, like maybe this evening after the program's over, I'll go out in the yard and sacrifice a rubber chicken at just a little bit after midnight to the goddess of irony. Well, the goddess of irony She watches Jebya all the time. But to get to the my larger point, there really isn't any such thing as an old school mainline Eisenhower, Nixon, Ford, Republican anymore. They're all gone. The baggers and the birchers and the booger eaters and the ninthers and the deathers and the tenthers, they've purged. I mean, it's a Stalinist purge that's happened on that side of the political aisle, and madness reigns in bedlam. And don't think for a minute that Jebya Bush doesn't know it. So he shows up on this program in New Hampshire after having already said that maybe the solution to the Syrian refugee crisis is to just let the good Christian ones in. Yeah, I know. So Jebya was offered an opportunity to expand on that. And here's what he said.
A thorough review of our refugee problem or challenge is necessary. The president has been literally petulant about this. I don't understand why he wouldn't want to explain to the American people what the procedures are so that our fears could be calmed. But I applaud the governors and the Congress acting in this regard to thoroughly review this.
Now, hold on a minute. The president needs to do something that Jebya and the other mouthwalkers, knuckle breathers, want to help them be calm. You know what? A Thorazine dart in the neck wouldn't help that bunch be calm. Lib talker wants to put Thorazine dart in neck of Republicans. No. It's called a metaphor. How can you calm someone who is uncalmable? The only thing, and by the way, don't look to me, because I know you don't look to Mike, don't look to me to be the Barack Obama defender guy, because I got too many issues. But Lord God, Billy Bob, after a while of looking... You remember the movie Independence Day? You remember when they got the alien back to consciousness and he kind of got up and didn't he walk over to the glass wall or something and his fangs are dripping and maybe it was molecular acid and he was the second cousin of the creature from Alien, right? And who was it? Jeff Daniels said, "What do they want from us?" And hadn't he inhabited the body of some poor soul who went in there, you know, kind of like don't go down the stairs in a horror movie, but he did. And so he made a sort of sock puppet out of the dead guy. And I wonder what they want from us. And he said, "Die." Remember that? See, that's how I imagine it is with Republicans and Barack Obama. Because if Barack Obama was to say, "All right, yeah, I give up. My friends, I've had it. I'm out of here." And just walked away. That would only marginally satisfy the Republicans and the right-wingers and the conservatives and the birchers and deathers and baggers and booger-eaters out there. They hate Barack Obama with a degree of animus that I dare say is difficult for someone on our side of the political spectrum, liberals, progressives, Democrats, you know, decent human beings, to even conceptualize. I mean, during the 8 long, miserable, suffering, godforsaken, tormented years, and, you know, we survived it, unlike, a million or so innocent Iraqi civilians, of the reign of error of dim leader. We despised what he was doing. God knows we were just repulsed by Dick Cheney, the way you sort of shrink away when Renfield starts eating bugs in Dracula. Book or movie, you choose. But we never, to the best of my knowledge, and I think I think things are borne out by the number of actual Secret Service kind of stuff that where the Secret Service had to go and knock on somebody's door and say, you really shouldn't say that about President Bush. We take that kind of seriously. And they're very humorless and they get skinny ties and they're talking to their wrists. But the Secret Service in the almost 8 years of the Obama administration has been working overtime. I think they're understaffed. Well, at least the ones that aren't sending around emails talking about, telling those kind of jokes, because God knows that happened too. But well, we don't hate that way, but the right wing does. And don't think for a minute that a country club Republican like Jeb Bush doesn't damned well know it. So there's a little bit more to this clip. And when we come back in the next segment, we'll go over that. I think maybe we can agree by the time we're done there that there is no more moderation in the Republican Party. There's no more sanity left. We know there ain't no sanity clause, right? Yeah. Again, if you want to reach the program with a note, just like Alan did, Bob Kincaid, BOBKINCAID, @gmail.com. Stick around, Truth Seekers. We'll be back.
Hey, True Seekers, Mike Malloy here. Listen, we live in stressful times, and it can get to the best of us. Do you have trouble concentrating because your mind jumps from one anxious thought to the next? Or are you unable to get your to-do list out of your mind? You're not alone, and Insight HT from NovaNutrients.com can help. Insight HT has been the choice of physicians for over a decade to help people manage and work through stressful thoughts and situations with a calmer, more proactive attitude. From the makers of NovaJoint, Insight HT soothes, calms, and relaxes your racing mind and quiets emotions that fuel high tension to help you maintain a healthy emotional balance. Don't wait days or weeks to make a change. Insight HT begins to help you on day one. You can get a special price on Insight HT with my discount code MIKE when you visit NovaNutrients.com. Go ahead and share this code with your friends, family, and coworkers and start living a little easier today.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Minutes before the hour. Look, let's just get right down to it. The right wing in this country have been absolutely inconsolable ever since President Blackenstein refused to stop being black. Yeah, that's about the size of it. And then, you know, that's not an Obama defense. That's just one of those facty things. What did that greasy headed old B movie actor that started this country's long, slow, miserable slide into grim decline? What did he used to say? Ronnie Reagan.
Facts are stupid things.
I guess. So now, Jeb Bush, part deux. Because, you know, the right wingers are, they're feeling such sympathy, such fraternité. Avec les Français, maintenant. Doesn't my French just stink? Yes, it does. Yeah, what do you want of me, hillbilly? But remember just a few years ago, they were, Bob in Texas sent me the Tom Tomorrow comic. Noting the fact that, yes, it was just years ago, just a few scant short years ago, when the American right was referring to the French as,
cheese-eating surrender monkeys.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I remember when Sam Kennison made a joke about how we accidentally bombed something French because they wouldn't let us fly our jets over to go bomb Muammar Gaddafi's infant daughter in her crib in a tent in Libya. You remember how Kinnison was funny, but that one not so much. But I remember how he screeched. So anyway, instead of maybe backing down and trying to damp down the rhetoric, just a little bit, Jebya, just a little bit. No, they don't do that. Not so much. No, Jebya. Jebya explained to Jack Heath. I can't. Now I got an earworm. Now I got Mac the Knife stuck in my head. But he explained to Jack Heath that, no. What we need to do, what we got to do here, is we gotta check these Syrian refugees' names against passports. And we'll know. It's not that we're going to have to find out they're Christians. We'll know. Do you remember we were, T-Rump wants a database of, Well, apparently, Jebya wants a Christian one, too. Good for him.
I do believe that in these cases, and I've used the example of Syrian Christians that are, but for the United States and but for the world community, they'll be slaughtered, beheaded, raped, pillaged because of their faith. I think we have a moral obligation to support them.
Okay, Jebya. Then what about Jebya? Were you just off somewhere, busy? Maybe you were down a well and Lassie couldn't find you when your brother was a kissing of the king of Saudi Arabia right on the mouth eater. Did you miss that? A walking hand in hand through the bluebells. It was charming. Every time I see footage of that, I hear the soundtrack in my head. You don't want to live in my head. I hear the soundtrack in my head of A Summer Place. Mm-hmm. I do. I really do. It's terrifying. But you can, I guess you can have your head lopped off in Saudi Arabia for being a Christian too. Can't you? And our partners in peace in Pakistan? Hmm. Yeah. But Jebya's, they don't count. No. Do wrap it up, Jebya, please. I can't take much more.
If you can tell when someone is a Christian in the Middle East, I can promise you that. It's by name, by their, where they're born, their birth certificates. There are ample means by which to know this. And I think we have an obligation to take some refugees, but after a thorough review of the policies that appear to me to be pretty lax.
Governor Jeb Bush.
It's tattooed on the back of their necks. So, granted, it's only taken us about a half an hour to do it, but can we pretty please put to bed this notion that somewhere, probably off living with the last snail darter and the last snowy white Allegheny Mountain owl and the last dodo dodio dodio do, are those that little huddled band of moderate Republicans who are just going to stay home if Donald Trump is the nominee? Can we? Pretty please? That'd be awfully nice. All right, coming up in the next hour, a conversation with rockin' eco-hero Steve Trash. I think you're going to enjoy it. This is the Molloy Program. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Hi, True Seekers. Hey, thank you for supporting one of our favorite advertisers, Blue Tribe Coffee. We've heard your glowing reviews and are glad you're loving this organic, shade-grown premium coffee. We love it, too. So join the club. No, I mean literally, join the club. The Coffee Club. That's right. Due to overwhelming repeat orders from Blue Tribe loving True Seekers, there is now a Coffee Club, so you can have your favorite coffee delivered to your door each month for an even greater discount. How cool is that? All you have to do is visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/coffeeclub and place your Coffee Club order for either two or three bags of your favorite varieties, and they ship free every month. For a limited time, you can join the Coffee Club at a special Truth Seeker discount so you get more of what you love. Remember, each bag of Blue Tribe Coffee is a generous 17.6 ounces, not the skimpy 12-ounce bag you find from other roasters. And this coffee is grown responsibly with minimal environmental impact. So what are you waiting for? Visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/coffeeclub and never run out of your favorite coffee again.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting?
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. 6 minutes past the hour. And I am at present still waiting to hear back from Steve Trash. Hopefully he will he'll call in. Gonna have Agnes give him a quick ring. We'll see. In the meantime, I thought we'd do some of the stuff that I had mentioned earlier in the program. Take a look at it. You know what happened in Minneapolis. And, of course, this program is going out there. And to the people shocked and horrified and anguished, well, my sympathies. But not my surprise. I'm not surprised anymore at all by anything that happens in terms of bloodshed and violence and in this country where freedom is defined by the number of firearms that one owns, at least in a significant portion of the population. You know what went down. You know that uh, You know that there was a gathering of Black Lives Matters members, activists, human beings. You know that they had gathered together in Minneapolis to protest the what appears, at least to me, and I suppose to millions of others in this country, to be cold-blooded murder. Many of you by now have probably seen the video. It's maybe some of you didn't. Maybe some of you can't stand this anymore. Maybe it just hurts way, way, way too badly. In many ways, once upon a time, this country got its, its catharsis, if we want to go back and talk in terms of the definitions that Aristotle put on it. This country got its catharsis going to the movies, going way back. Once upon a time, this white America got its catharsis by going to see D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation, which was convenient, the title of which was conveniently changed from the original, which was simply The Klansman. And they worked out their angst and their fear and their abiding guilt there, or in the gangster movies of the 30s, or the westerns, or the mythologization of the shootout at the OK Corral. Henry Fonda was in that, wasn't he? Yeah. And of course, no small amount of irony involved in the fact that the shootout at the OK Corral happened simply because the peace-loving citizens of Tombstone asked people not to carry firearms into the local watering hole. Now you do that and, well, the NRA will come after you, and you'll never have a political career again. It's pretty simple, really. But there, we don't do that anymore. We're not satisfied with seeing an on-screen, coked-up Al Pacino saying, "Say hello to my little friend," and sending movie fake bullets all over creation. Or perhaps I should say the NRA is not satisfied with that. Fake blood? Heh. We want the real stuff now. Yeah, I personally think that it's what fuels Wayne LaPierre. No, we have the real thing now. Five people were wounded, not killed. Oh, look, it's a miracle. When right-wing extremists, Klansmen, racists, white supremacists, whatever they were, opened fire about 10:45 Central Time last night in the 4th Precinct in Minneapolis. The five victims were described as having non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. You may rest assured that is not because the white supremacists were just trying. We just want to wing them. No, no, no. Murder. Murder. Cold-blooded murder was in their hearts. And it wasn't an accident that a whole bunch of right-wing, probably Republican voting, Tea Party sympathizing racists attacked that gathering. No. The three men had bulletproof vests, and they had covered their face with masks. I suspect it was no coincidence that one of the shooters was wearing camo with a print scarf covering his face, reminiscent perhaps of, I don't know, ISIS, you think? Police have arrested a 23-year-old white man and a 32-year-old Hispanic man. Black Lives Matters say they have been harassed by these individuals for days on end. And it turns out they've been talking about it online. Now, this is a reportage. This is not commentary, this part. They were describing the Black Lives Matter gatherings as, and this is their word, not mine, I find it repugnant, I find it disgusting, I find it sickening, and I find it all too entirely Merkin. That's Merkin, M-U-R-K-K-K-A-N, by the way, in case you're keeping track at home. They were referring to the meetings as a chimp out. The hell does that even mean, a chimp out? They all agreed, and that agreement is called a conspiracy, to wear camo and to wear a four of clubs to identify each other. And that's how that happens in a place like Minneapolis. But Minneapolis could just as easily be Birmingham, could just as easily be Boston, could just as easily be D.C., could just as easily be Memphis, could just as easily be Kansas City, or God knows the St. Louis area, or Chicago, or Denver. Can be just about anywhere, as long as it's in America, where we value firearms more than we value the ability of a 16-year-old or to become a 17-year-old or a 4-year-old to become a 5-year-old. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back.
Hey, True Seekers, Organic Blue Tribe coffee comes in four smooth, delicious varieties, and each shade-grown batch is harvested and roasted locally in the Chiapas Mountains of southern Mexico at an elevation of 7,000 feet for the ultimate cup of indulgence every time. You won't find this premium coffee anywhere on the shelves of your local market or megastore. Blue Tribe coffee is grown with sustainability in mind, and the local farmers get to keep more of their profits than with other premium roasters. Even better, each bag of premium Blue Tribe coffee is beautifully presented in generous 1.1-pound packages, about 6 ounces more than the skimpy 12-ounce bags you find in other shade-grown brands, so you get more of what you love. And they are now available for purchase in single bags, or purchase three or more bags and they ship free. Support a responsible advertiser who has thrown his support behind our program. Use the word Truth Seeker to get a special discount when you visit bluetribecoffee.com/Molloy. Or click their ad on MikeMolloy.com and enjoy the official coffee of The Mike Molloy Show.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial. And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled. And immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture. Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history.
90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time. Well, let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those two wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, It's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started two quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy. And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources. So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers. You nailed it.
I'm in almost every school bus in classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Past the hour. In case you just tuned in, I'm Bob Kincaid, not Mike. And Mike will be back Monday. I'll be with you Wednesday, tomorrow, and Friday. Thursday, well, you're on your own. Whatever you do for Thanksgiving, or even if you don't necessarily agree with the concept, and frankly, if you are an indigenous person in this country, maybe it's, feed a white refugee day, if we are to believe the origins of the Thanksgiving myth. Again, if you want to reach me with an email, you can email me at Bob Kincaid, B-O-B-K-I-N-C-A-I-D, at gmail.com. Rousing good time being had in the Malloy chat room this evening. You too can go there. Just watch it though. The moderators are quick to throw out the unwary wingnut, the occasional booger eater. Yeah, don't cross them. But good evening to Amethyst and Bill of Rights, man, and Carol and Carol Baker and Catfish and Dave and Devin and Flavor Aid. Good evening, moderator Greg. Good evening, Hugo, Gregor, Joanne, Chug, Laborman, Lottie, Me Gimp, Oceanian, Ralphs, Sam in West Virginia. Hot diggity. Hey, Sam. A little airish tonight, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Scent and Sparky and Terry Yang, Texas T, Texas Betsy. Good evening, one and all. And it's just a matter of picking yourself out a screen name and a password, and you too can be part of the online multimedia extravaganza that is the Molloy chat room. So, these things where these right-wingers go to harass innocent, peaceful people protesting police violence, as is their right under the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which, incidentally, was not designed to be little more than a life support system for the religion industry, even though that is mostly what it's become. No. They don't get these ideas in a vacuum. These ideas are put there because there is no. I'm not going full Hillary Clinton from the 90s. My hair is too white for that now. It used to be blonde. No, I'm not going to say there's a vast right-wing conspiracy, but there is, in fact, a vast right-wing media filth machine. There are shovelers of filth into the body politic, into those hollow spaces where the thin gray settlings slosh around in what passes for right-wing minds. Limbaugh, of course, is the dean of the shovelers. But there are others nipping at his heels. I think, for instance, of, and I know he's a particular favorite of Mike's, Glenn Beck. And I don't know if I can use the euphemism for him here that I used for him over at the Horn. So people on the Horn will know what we call him. You remember when Glenn Beck almost got people in San Francisco murdered in cold blood at a little nonprofit do-gooder organization called the Tides Foundation? He railed and ranted and raved against the Tides Foundation so long that eventually a guy picked up his freedom protector. Wolverines! Yay, I got to do the Wolverines thing on the Molloy program. I'm so proud. But he picked up his freedom protector and was going to go and shoot up the Tides Foundation, only he had to drink a bottle of liquid courage in order to do it. And that meant that... he got busted for DUI before he could get there. Well, if you're wondering how something like Minneapolis happens, where the white supremacists, the racists, whatever, go and just start shooting into the crowd, look no further than someone like Glenn Beck, who uses the power of the First Amendment to tell the United States of America and anybody who will bother to listen to him that, and I quote, Black Lives Matter is working hand in hand with ISIS. And we wonder how we got in this hand car and why it's going where it's going. Take a break and come back. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Molloy. Seasons are changing, and for some of us, the dark winter months and approaching holidays can negatively affect our mood or make us feel sad. I would like to tell you about Insight HT, a physician-designed supplement used by doctors for over 13 years to help their patients manage stress, feel happier, and more optimistic. It's produced right here in the United States by Nova Nutrients, the makers of NovaJoint. Insight HT is specially formulated to promote healthy brain function, improve your mood, and give you the peace of mind that comes when you're less anxious or depressed. Unlike other supplements, Insight HT works right away, so you don't have to wait for weeks or months to notice any difference. Get a special price on Inside HT with the discount code MIKE when you visit novanutrients.com or click on the ad at mikemalloy.com. Don't worry. Be happy. Try Inside HT today.
Hi, True Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Helen Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Helen Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Helen Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit Helen-Hollers.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-9-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
It's not working. I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over... Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Twenty-six before the hour. This is the Molloy program for a Tuesday evening, or well, God knows wherever you're listening, or you know whatever passes for God. It might be Wednesday morning or sometime on Thursday. Hello, podcast listeners. Yes. Anyway, I'm Bob Kincaid, and as I said, Mike will be back on Monday. So hopefully you're not suffering too much, but. Well, I miss Mike, too. So I understand. Note coming in from Michael in Madison in response earlier to Alan's email. We can just dialogue all over the place now, can't we? Michael says, interesting email from and response to Alan. Two issues, though. Issue the first one. The idea that T. Rump is exposing the GOP for what it is and thus, in theory, destroying it. Well, that only works if people of good conscience are calling out his fascist madness for exactly what it is. Godwin's law be damned. Never again means never again. Not sitting idly by and letting it become the new norm on the flawed assumption that America would never nominate, much less elect, the Donald president. Hint. It could happen. Mm-hmm. That's what I see folks like you and Mike doing. Calling T-Rump out. Our communal outrage does seem to be trickling out into the mainstream. You want to know how it's trickling out into the mainstream? Let me share. I don't live in a big metropolitan area like, say, Hotlanta. I did once upon a time, and oh, goodness me, I was down there for the first time in several years, and the late 80s, traffic in Atlanta, Georgia was nuts. And now, some 28 years later, traffic in Atlanta, Georgia is just downright psychotic. Yeah, you got people rambling along in the left lane at 90 miles an hour on the downtown connector in their it was probably new 28 years ago. Wheels a-wobbling and McCain Palin sticker on the back and held together by individual rust molecules. Again, did I mention 90 miles an hour? And having their NASCAR moment. You know, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing. Right? I used to up and down and back and no problem. Not, no. Maybe it's because I've gotten older. Or maybe it's just gotten weirder. But anyway, I don't live in anything like that. I live in just a little bit of nowhere here in the sacrifice zone that we call Appalachia. And, well, I went down to pick up... No, I didn't go down to the Chelsea drugstore or to the demonstration to get my fair share of abuse. I went down to the dock in a box. Thank you, Obamacare. To pick up some prescriptions that I'd had refilled. And I walked into the waiting room. And there in the corner is the television set where always, without fail, I mean, it's a doctor's office. And what's on TV? You know. Fox. Of course it's Fox. Now, as I've remarked in the past, and I want to be equitable about this, I don't think Fox should be on in a doctor's office waiting room. But this is also happens to be a doc in a box where one of the physician's assistants, we have seen this in person, has offered to lay the healing hands of faith on my son's busted knee and pray over it. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. All right? No. It really happened. So the magazine rack sits under the television where Fox is on, and look, put on SpongeBob. Put on the Weather Channel. Everybody loves the Weather Channel, right? People with high blood pressure and the sideways blood glucose and asafoetida and infatigo and what have, they don't need the news. And I'm broad-minded in this. I am no Fox, no CNN, no MSNBC, no news, no news. It's just like the happy stuff in the Kurt Vonnegut novel that the prisoners got to watch. They never get to watch anything current. You don't need that in there. But anyway, the TV's gone. Underneath is a magazine rack in a doctor's office. Did I mention it was a doctor's office? The magazine rack on the doctor's office is filled with back copies of Shooter's Bible and Guns and Ammo. That's my reality. And nobody sees that. I don't think there's anybody that really sees that out of the ordinary. Or maybe people just aren't, they just blow through, blow past, you know, I'm in here, gotta get my cholesterol checked, get in, get out. But I look at the world with a different set of eyeballs. I see little bits and pieces of culture forming a much larger and much more dangerous whole. That would be whole. So lo and behold, as I walked in, hey, you thought I'd forgotten. As I walked in, there's Fox and some babbling blonde, or I can't remember. They all run together after a while. Andrea Tarantula and Jebediah Omajesus, and I don't know. But one of them was babbling on about how the Republican Party just couldn't afford to tolerate the ridiculous hate of Donald Trump any longer. And I thought, well, now that the barn is on fire, this is a perfect time for you to be closing the doors, sister. But I guess that's a little bit of what Michael means when he says our communal outrage does seem to be trickling out into the mainstream. Because now Fox is hot. But part der, again, my French, ma français, oui, oui, non, non. But part der, that being said, the idea, Michael continues, a joke, I assume, that anything said on the horn or even the Malloy program, how many times have I heard Mike mention that this is it's just a little campfire, or even the Malloy program is going to swing the GOP nomination from T-Rump to Jebbia, is absurd on its face. I mean, I know y'all got your fair share of lurkers, but I don't think they're playing you at the country clubs or the retirement villages. Well, maybe this is a lovely time to open up the phone lines and find out if anyone wants to. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, they're not, but there is a certain amount of pushback. And since Michael afforded me the luxury of Godwin's Law be damned earlier, then I'll go there, at least obliquely. 80 years ago, 85 years ago, well, there I go trying to cipher in my head, there were people who were as outraged in that one particular country in Europe about the rise of the brown shirts, about the violence of Ernst Röhm and his cronies, as any degree of misgiving, fear, disgust, anguish that any of us might feel about T-Rump. And make no mistake, the comparison is fair. Because, to paraphrase Gertrude Stein, a fascist is a fascist is a fascist is a fascist. And Donald Trump is a fascist. Now, in fact, let me offer up a quick... Let me offer up a quick howdy to Bill Maher. It was a couple of months ago that I was pointing out the fact over on the Horn, amongst us Hornedonistas, that photograph of that self-satisfied Mussolini with his arms crossed across his chest. Sometimes he was photographed with his arms akimbo, and he's got that smug, downturned, closed-mouthed smirk on his face. Just pointing out that, yeah, he bears a shocking resemblance to T-Rump when T-Rump makes the same face. I submit that it's not by accident. It's a function of mindset. But I am proud of the fact that, at least as far as I know, I was observing it first, and Bill Maher just observed it this past week. So, hi, Bill. Had no idea you were on the stream. Love you. Mean it. Call my people. We'll have lunch. Actually, I don't have any people. Call Agnes. Right. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Molloy. If you have kids, you know they can be picky eaters. Lots of mac and cheese and pizza. Green leafy vegetables? Not so much. I want to tell you about another great product from Nova Nutrients. It's called Nutramin Pure, and it's specially formulated from all natural plant-based ingredients to make sure growing kids get all the minerals they need for healthy development. Nutramin Pure provides all the prebiotics, calcium, and other essential minerals that might be missing from their diets. Even better, Nutramin Pure is a dissolvable powder, so there's no pill to swallow, and it doesn't have that bitter, chalky taste of many other mineral drinks that kids don't like. You can mix it in fruit juice or hot chocolate, and your kid won't even know it's there. Shh, we can keep it our little secret. Visit NovaNutrients.com or click on their ad at MikeMalloy.com and make sure that special child in your life has everything they need to grow and succeed.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Ten minutes before the hour, and a lovely hour it has been. Sorry about the guest, but sometimes these things happen. For all I know, master magician that Steve Trash is, he may have disappeared himself. It would appear to be the case. At any rate, just to sort of put a little bit of a punctuation on the last, 20 minutes or so. Let's travel down to Boca Raton, Florida. Sun-soaked beaches. Rising sea levels. Of course, it's illegal to mention that in the state of Florida, Stan. But just the same. And, hey, look, really, racism. Oh, my God. And everybody's open. Everybody's got a card in the game. WPTV Channel 5, Action Eyewitness News Team coverage, reported the story of a 19-year-old rabbinical student who was doing the studying to be a rabbi thing. And somewhere in Proverbs it says, because God knows, as a recovering Southern Baptist down there in the basement of the Southern Baptist Church where the little old blue-haired ladies held sway. I mean, I wasn't beaten by nuns or anything. No, I had the little old blue-haired ladies who would say, "Bobby, I'm not angry with you. I'm disappointed. I really would have preferred to have them angry. The I'm disappointed thing was just soul-crushing, and they knew it. But they drilled into our heads a little passage from Proverbs. I think it was Proverbs. Maybe it was Psalms. Possibly Flip-Floppians or Fallopians. But I think Proverbs. It's study to show thyself approved. And so that's what the young man was doing. He's a student at Boca Raton's Chabad Center. Did I say that right? Chabad. And he was walking on the mean streets of Boca Raton. No, that doesn't sound at all odd, but Merca, the greatest country in the world on earth now, today, forever. And so a guy goes by on the bicycle, and hollers, "Jews should go back to Auschwitz. Hitler was right." That's a catchphrase, by the way, in case you didn't know, among the modern-day brown shirts. Hitler was right. So bless his heart, the 19-year-old rabbinical student said, "Why don't you come back here and say that?" As the most likely good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered Christian was peddling away, fundamentalist evangelical that he is, was, might be. So our neck obliged him and turned around and peddled back over. And the good, God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, fundamentalist evangelical applied some physical violence to him, knocked him down, and caused him to strike his forehead on the pavement. Did I mention this is Florida? But it's not Panhandle Florida. It's not that part of Florida that's referred to where I come from as L.A., stands for Lower Alabama. This is Boca Raton. This is an area where, at least presumably, a young rabbinical student should, you know, be okay. The community there is in shock. They're stunned. Because this isn't, see, in the insulated world of a lot of people, what we're bearing witness to in this country isn't real. It isn't supposed to be happening in this country anymore. We're supposed to be past that. What was the newspaper Henry Ford published, the Dearborn Independent, that was just one long, filthy, anti-Semitic screed? Yeah, we're supposed to be past that. Hint, we're not. It never went away. It has lain dormant. Like a I don't know, the herpes zoster virus. You know, you have chicken pox as a kid. It goes away. You're all right. And then one day you're 52 and you wake up and you got shingles. And you go, "Oh, it hurts." That's racism and bigotry, anti-Semitism, anti-Muslim sentiment. That's this country. And the election and inauguration of Barack Obama in 2008, 2009, triggered that virus to become virulent. And we are awash in it, truth seekers, awash. Third hour coming up live. Do please stick around. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Hey, thank you for supporting one of our favorite advertisers, Blue Tribe Coffee. We've heard your glowing reviews and are glad you're loving this organic, shade-grown premium coffee. We love it, too. So join the club. No, I mean literally, join the club. The Coffee Club. That's right. Due to overwhelming repeat orders from Blue Tribe-loving Truth Seekers, there is now a Coffee Club, so you can have your favorite coffee delivered to your door each month for an even greater discount. How cool is that? All you have to do is visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/Coffee Club and place your Coffee Club order for either two or three bags of your favorite varieties, and they ship free every month. For a limited time, you can join the Coffee Club at a special Truth Seeker discount so you get more of what you love. Remember, each bag of Blue Tribe Tribe coffee is a generous 17.6 ounces, not the skimpy 12-ounce bag you find from other roasters. And this coffee is grown responsibly with minimal environmental impact. So what are you waiting for? Visit BlueTribeCoffee.com/coffeeclub and never run out of your favorite coffee again.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Thank you.
Forgive me, I probably should have come back in a little bit earlier, but I'm still tickled. I'm still thrilled to pieces. This is such an honor and such a pleasure and such a joy for Agnes and me. I can't tell you the number of nights, just like you, that I have sat and heard that Hour 3 intro or that slightly wistful Hour 3 close and just marveled at the genius that is Mike Malloy. It's stunning to me. Agnes is bowing at the shrine. If we ever hook up the live stream thing, which is a distant possibility, you can maybe see Agnes bowing at the shrine. Agnes, because of what she's doing over here, the awe that I feel for Mike, Agnes feels for Kathy. And while we're at it, I'll bow at Agnes's shrine. Because that part ain't easy. I'll tell you the truth. Over in internet land, 6 p.m. rolls around. I hot up the mic and I start talking. And sometimes I don't stop talking until 3 hours are passed. This is a different thing. This is a little more disciplined. And I'm trying to learn that discipline. But, well, what the heck. Let's pick up where we left off. Oh, and a reminder. It dawned on me during the break. Tomorrow, you know, every Wednesday is church night on the Malloy program. And way back 10 years ago when I got back into radio, I started up something that has since become known as Prayer Meeting Wednesday. So tomorrow night, one night only, we'll have Prayer Meeting Wednesday, not on the horn, but on the Malloy program. I think you'll enjoy it. Get your prayer shawls and your special godly headgear and whatever it is that your deity requires of you, and come on over, because we're gonna have a fine time. I assure you, an absolutely fine time. But picking up where we left off, because why not? So from Boca Raton, we go to the entirely execrable, I can say execrable, can't I? We'll go to the entirely execrable David Horowitz. And David Horowitz, too, being an absolute leading dim bulb of the right wing, David Horowitz don't want none of them serious refugees neither. He only wants the light-hearted ones. Nah, he don't want, he just wants to build a wall. Big old wall. Nobody gets in, nobody gets out. It's sort of a vision of America as Roach Motel, isn't it? Yeah, I know, Agnes. She made her icky face. Well, up in Pennsylvania, there's a radio station called WAEB, and I'm awfully glad for the stations that carry Malloy, because there just aren't a heck of a lot of them left. Progressive radio stations. You can start out. You know, they say when. At the time when the white refugees from Europe first landed in North America, the feeding of whom we will celebrate on Thursday, they say that the forest of the eastern United States was so immense and so magnificent that a squirrel could climb a tree by the Atlantic coast and travel all the way to the Mississippi River and never set foot on the ground. Well, that's a little bit how it is with right-wing radio in the United States. You could start out at Cape Hatteras and drive all the way to the West Coast and hear nothing but right-wing, mind-numbing, brain cell murdering hate from the right wing. So over at WAEB, Bobby Gunther interviewed David Horowitz. Horowitz. You got it? Okay, good. Good. And David Horowitz don't want no serious refugees, as noted. But why trust me? Hear it in his own words.
Then we got the refugees that we were not vetting, and they say we are vetting, and we have the problem.
No, no, there shouldn't be any, you know, forget this refugee thing. We're in a war.
Yes, it's crazy.
We're refugees from Nazi Germany.
Yeah, I know, it's absolutely, I know, it's absolutely insane what we're doing. So my close.
Well, it's treasonous. That's what the Obama administration is. And it's because they think it's America the guilty.
You can, over on the horn, I usually issue a hockey puck warning for that kind of thing. We stick a hockey puck in our mouth and duct tape it around a couple of times so that when the urge to scream strikes, and we don't wake the neighbors. But yeah, really? Really? We shouldn't, huh? You want to take refugees from Nazi Germany during the Second World War? Come on! Holy face me. There was that matter of the USS, not the USS, but the SS St. Louis now, wasn't there? If I recall correctly. A number of the passengers on that ship wound up getting sent back by Merca, the greatest country in the world on earth now, today, forever. Amen, indivisible, under God. Denied by the United States, we sent them back. For many of them died at the murderous hands of the Nazis. And apparently, that's okay by David Horowitz. It should be recalled that, the United States and its citizenry was terribly, terribly upset and worried that letting in those Jews, you know, you have to say it that way, those Jews, could be an internal threat to the peace and dignity of the United States. Mm-hmm. They might just start killing people. And then, of course, because why not? Again. Honest to God, I think there's some sort of not fax machines, but there's some sort of email network among the various right-wing ignoranti where they take their talking points and run with them. Yeah, when we come back, why, look! Oh, me, oh, my. It's Miss Phyllis. Phyllis Schlafly. Lovely. Gesundheit. Don't put the hockey puck away. This is the Molloy Program. I'm Bob Kincaid. We'll be back.
They never tell you face to face. They are the one and only race. They always smile and are polite. And all his bliss, they always sound up prejudice.
Hi, Truth Seekers. If you find yourself grasping for words or just feeling a bit foggy, now's the time to support your brain health with E-Factor. E-Factor is a new product from Nova Nutrients and was especially designed by a physician to help keep your brain healthy and active. Testimonials from people who are using E-Factor are starting to come in. For example, quote, I started using E-Factor to help with mental clarity, to focus, and to help my memory. The first day I took E-Factor, I noticed I was much more alert, energized, and able to concentrate better, end quote. Here's another one. Quote, I asked my wife to try E-Factor because she complained about being groggy when working on the computer, and she had the same great results. I know that when I feel more alert, I can be more productive, and that is exactly what I've been looking for, end quote. So, keep your brain in shape with E-Factor. Click on the ad at MikeMalloy.com or visit NovaNutrients.com and be sure to use the special discount code MIKE at NovaNutrients.com. Oh, and love how you feel.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I wanted to take a moment to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's one out of every five precious children in this country who might not get to eat dinner tonight. But hope is just around the bend, because there's enough healthy, nutritious food produced in this country to put a smile on the face of every last hungry kid. And that's when the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks steps into the picture. They collect surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to the hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. So join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how you can help at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for
taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle, for understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Minutes past the hour, and so from David Horowitz. It's not a far jump at all to she's been called a national treasure. Phyllis Schlafly. I think you can get some creams to put on your Schlafly, and it'll in further proof that Muffy darling, whatever shall we do about that terrible tea rump, that moderate country club Republican, that they're as scarce as, oh, I don't know, the dinosaur that Jesus rode to Sunday school. In further proof of that, we have her. Oh, yes, we do. And again, these people proliferate all over the body politic of America. How thrilled would you be to actually see one of the good progressive broadcasters that you know of actually involved in discussions, say, in wider media in the United States? Because it don't happen, at least not much. But if you're crazier than a sprayed roach, and if you're worried about them illegals, I'm sorry. I don't even want the Christian ones. Who knows what kind of Christian they are? I mean, they ain't all good, you know. You got your papists and your metronome, what leads your Orthodox church. Mm-hmm. Now, Phyllis Schlafly, I guess, used to be one of those country club Republicans, but I don't know anymore. She seems to have gotten with the program, you know, just like Jebbia did, just like Marco Rubio did, who still can't quite tell the same story about his parents' immigration twice, who told the world that he has a hard time keeping his children clothed on a senator's salary. But nonetheless, immigrants. It's kiss up and kick down. I'm in here. You close the door. No, get down from there. You can't come in. I got mine. You can't have any. Right. But just as David Horowitz was hooting and shrieking about how that Obama's committing treason. Really? Because I'm pretty familiar with that clause in the United States Constitution. And no, sorry. Doesn't fit. No. Now, there's plenty of right-wingery going on out there that smells an awful lot like it. But Phyllis Schlafly. I remember David Horowitz was talking about, you're going to take refugees from Nazi Germany in World War. Come on! Mm-hmm. Well, Phyllis Schlafly says that taking in refugees, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Thank you, Emma Lazarus. We've forgotten every blessed word of it, haven't we? Yes, we have. Phyllis Schlafly apparently has fantasies. She says, every time they say, you can't deport these people, in my mind's eye, I see the picture of those railroad cars carrying the illegals out of our country when Eisenhower deported them. They say it was a failure. It wasn't at all. In my mind's eye, I see those railroad cars full of illegals going south. That's what they ought to do. railroad cars. Cattle cars, maybe? Do they have to just go south, Phyllis? Don't you have another... isn't there something else you see in your mind's eye, Phyllis? That's what I thought. Obama wants to change the character of our country. You know, because people, those people with all that dark skin, they have no character.
I mean, the next thing you know, they'll be wanting to play at our country clubs. God's sake. After that, what's the point? Well, the point is, this is the Molloy program, and we got to take a break. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Kathy Molloy here. Have you joined the club? The coffee club? Blue Tribe Coffee is now offering a coffee club so you can get your favorite coffee delivered each month at an even greater discount than before. This delicious organic shade-grown coffee is grown responsibly at a high elevation in the Chiapas Mountains, and because it is harvested and roasted on-site, the local farmers and community receive a greater portion of the profit. Visit bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub and select either the 2 or 3 bag repeat order option, and it ships free. Each delicious bag of Blue Tribe coffee is a full 17.6 ounces. And for a limited time, Coffee Club members will have priority access to their special Maragohapi elephant bean coffee. You have to taste it to believe it, Truth Seekers. Don't wait until you run out of coffee. Join the club. Support an advertiser who is supporting this program by visiting bluetribecoffee.com/coffeeclub today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Molly Molloy. I have a secret to share. I'm a mosquito magnet. If there is a single lonely mosquito in a 10-mile radius, it will find me. Sadly, this attraction holds true for gnats, biting sandflies, no-see-ums, and pretty much any irritating flying insect. And it's so hard to find an effective insect repellent that doesn't contain a bunch of nasty chemicals that might cause who knows what kind of scary problems for me in the future. But there's one all-natural product out there that keeps me bite-free all day long. Summer Scent Insect Repellent from Heal & Hollers. It's called Summer Scent, but it works just as well in the fall, winter, and spring. It smells great, too. Well, I guess the bugs don't think so because they steer clear of me when I put it on. Try it for yourself. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on the ad at mikemolloy.com to keep the bugs at bay the all-natural way.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over...
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at forest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because out of school, okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Twenty-six before the hour, and pardon me for a moment while I ask where the time goes. This is just astonishing. It seems like 9:06 comes, and then it's, well, 26 minutes to midnight. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess, and I'm having the time of my life. I hope you are. So somehow or another, along the way, I have managed to, and maybe this is because I'm entirely too U.S.-centric, but I've managed to not talk about, we have not yet discussed, this little bit of aerial warfare, this little bit of dogfighting that took place in and around the Turkish-Syrian border, or what I like to call, can't we please have World War III? Because it would seem that there's a lot of people who are absolutely yearning for it. Yeah, it's been a long time since I saw, if ever, outside of like World War II footage, an aircraft being shot down. Maybe it's because I'm sheltered or privileged or something. But you know what happened? Fighter jets of the Turkish Air Force claim that they repeatedly warned off a aircraft flying in or near the, and there's a little nubbin of Turkey that sticks out into Syria, and they claim warnings were given, and then they just, well, they shot that Russian aircraft right out of the sky. You might recall back during the they've all run together for me now, the Republican presidential pageant of a short while back. Time flies when you're on anti-emetics, I guess. But one of them, and I remember that that Rand Paul, libertarian ophthalmologist, and that thing on his head, invade against one of the members of the clown arc for suggesting that the United States of America needed to impose its very own little old no-fly zone over Syria and Western Iraq and a whole bunch of Iraq. What could possibly go wrong? Well, we found out, because I get the sneaking suspicion that maybe the Russians don't take kindly to having their jets with their pilots in them shot out of the sky. And one wonders how much restraint will be shown going forward in regard to, say, Turkish aircraft. And for the blood-sodden warmongers out there, they know who they are. Oh, yes, they do. Republicans. Conservative. How is it that there are conservative Democrats, but no liberal Republicans? Well, the Republicans purged theirs, and somehow or another we just keep hanging on and hanging on. Hi, Joe Manchin! That's my senator. But they love them some war, as long as they're not the ones fighting it. And they've said, they want a no-fly zone. They want us in it.
They want boots on the ground.
As long as it's not their boots. As long as it's your boots, or your kids' boots, or your grandkids' boots. Those are the boots they want. And apparently, once the plane was shot down, the people on the ground, both pilots successfully ejected, and it's a two-person aircraft. There's a pilot and I guess a navigator / weapons system operator. They sit side by side in that particular aircraft, but one of them, as he was coming down in his parachute, the locals, who have free and easy access to firearms, who knew they had a Second Amendment over there? It's all working out so well, isn't it? Decided to take pot shots at the Russian airman and killed him before he could get to the ground. As the New York Times reports, Thursday's incident, television footage, Tuesday's incident, rather, television footage shown on the privately owned Turkish channel Habertürk showed a warplane exploding in the air and tumbling down in flames in a wooded area. Then another video that was shown by another semi-official news service from Turkey showed two people parachuting out of the aircraft. Then more video footage came out of one bloodied up pilot on the ground, surrounded by Syrians who were cheering that he was dead. According to a Syrian activist, as the Times article puts it, the dead man was described by the people who live on the ground, whom the pilot never knew, never saw, never considered. He was described as, "This is a Russian pilot and killer of men, women, and children who was killed today after his plane was shot down in Syria." Because there is a history of people on the ground not taking kindly to the people who are killing them from 10, 15, 20, 30, 1,000 feet. And we have people who are taken seriously in the halls of power, who are taken seriously by the mainstream media, if we can use that freighted phrase. People whom bookers for television programs fairly swoon about getting on their various and sundry programs, who want us over there doing that more. Not that we're not doing it now, we're flying missions. And don't think there would be any love lost on an American air crew if they were in a similar circumstance. They want us in that. They learned nothing from the miserable, inexcusable war crime that was the misadventure in the sand initiated by dim leader Raisin Brain. I get to say Raisin Brain. Yay. And celebrated by conservatives and right wingers and Republicans and what have you all over this country. They want to go back. And arguably, even the putative front runner of the Democrat for the Democratic nomination, I'm a Bernie guy myself, but the putative front runner of the for the Democratic nomination likes her some war, too. She's tough and has to prove it, I guess. Where, then, does that leave us? Where does that leave us who feel somehow confident that more war is not the answer? Did I miss my invite to the giant anti-war rally on the Mall in D.C.? Did it go to my spam filter? The big rally in New York, or no? I fear I didn't. But stuff like this really is, God knows, the First World War was started over a lot less. And, well, who knows? Oh, presidential election year politics are funny things. Those bloodthirsty monstrosities might just get their wish. And what a price we will all pay in blood, in treasure, and in the torment of conscience. This is the Molloy Program. Back in a couple. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Have you heard the news? Everyone's talking. Life is good because everything's awesome. Lost my job. It's a new opportunity. More free time for my awesome community.
I feel more awesome than an awesome possum. Get my body in charge of frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom. Everything is awesome.
Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Lost from the wind and it's lost from the loom. Lost from the loom. Lost from the loom.
This is Mike Molloy. Being a kid today isn't easy. If you have kids in your life, you need to know about an innovative product from Nova Nutrients designed to help them succeed. Visit NovaNutrients.com and learn more about Potential, the only scientifically formulated chewable children's multivitamin patented for behavior, learning, and academic performance. Potential provides active vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants from whole foods like superfruits and berries. It's the only kids' vitamin with an advanced form of vitamin K2 that helps build strong, healthy bones. What it doesn't have are additives, colors, preservatives, and sugars found in most mass-market kids' vitamins. Objective test results in one 11-year-long classroom study showed the Potential made a significant impact on standardized test scores. Teachers love it, and kids say it tastes great. So give the kids you love every advantage with Potential. Get a special price on Kids Potential with my discount code, M-I-K-E, when you visit NovaNutrients.com. That's NovaNutrients.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... 6-8-10-9-10-4. ...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm a millennial. And I'm sorry. We're self-centered. We're entitled and immature.
And we're super sorry about that.
If only we could be more like our parents.
Yeah, the baby boomers. You guys were great.
60s counterculture. Psychedelic drugs. You tried your best. You insisted we all go to college, and now we're the most educated generation in American history. 90% of the jobs created since 2009 are part-time, but let's be honest, we just don't like hard work. Oh, and we're really sorry about messing up those two wars you guys started. Sorry so many of our friends died.
We're really sorry we suck so much.
I mean, it's not like we jacked up college tuition prices or...
destroyed the manufacturing industry.
Started two quagmire wars.
Gutted the unions.
Destroyed the global economy. And left our offspring with an environmentally devastated planet stripped of its natural resources. So on behalf of all the millennials, we'd like to apologize for being so terrible. From now on, we're going to be just like the baby boomers. You nailed it.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. 877-789-4167. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Let's have a giggle. Granted, this goes back to it goes back a few days, but every so often, once a year or so, what is it? And maybe they won't now because what? Rupert Murdoch owns them. But I remember how was it National Geographic that would put out its, a survey or an analysis of America's geographic literacy. And of course, who can even hear that without thinking a few years back of young Miss Teen South Carolina, and maybe it's because they don't have maps and the Iraq and such as. Truly, every now and then people come along who are just avatars for their age, and frankly, dude, she was one, such as. I I have a theory. I think she's working for the Mumbling Ben Carson campaign. Careful, because Ben will cut you. And if he doesn't cut you, he'll come after you with a hammer. Ben's dangerous that way. But I really do. I think the Miss Teen South Carolina person, having grown up now, has taken her skills and put them to work for the greater good in the Mumbling Ben Carson campaign. Really did know. Did you see this? Last week, the Carson campaign, by way of expressing their own gut-bending, bowel-twisted fear of, you know, three-year-old orphans, at least the ones who don't die on a beach by the Mediterranean, put out a map of the United States showing all the governors, or all the states where the governors had said, "We don't want their kind around here." And, of course, the "we don't want their kind around here" states were naturally red. Places like Idaho Stan, Nevada Stan, New Mexico Stan, Arizona Stan, Texas Stan, Oklahoma Stan, Arkansas Stan, Talibandiana, Talibama, Tennessee Stan, etc. And Mumbling Ben said, "I'm standing with the 31 governors who are fighting to keep our nation safe. And we do not currently have the means to adequately vet the thousands of refugees that the Obama administration wants to bring into the United States." Man, I want to buy that guy a cup of coffee. Or a Red Bull, or a Monster, or maybe he'd like Rockstar. But along with this statement of support for the 31 governors fighting to keep our nation safe, because, well, I mean, our nation was safe until we started talking about Syrian refugees. Just ask the 9 people who were sitting there worshiping in the Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina. Oh, you can't. They're dead. They got killed by a white guy. An American. Exercising his Second Amendment rights. Because freedom. Oh, can't ask them. But anyway, a map accompanied the statement of support. You know, those lily-livered states like Delaware. What did Delaware? I don't know. Alaska. Delaware and Pennsylvania and Washington and California and Oregon, and even my beloved tormented West Virginia. No, they're not those governors aren't keeping their states safe. But Agnes and I looked at that map and went, "What in the hell's wrong with this thing?" Because you look at it and you, well, look, there's Michigan, there's Thumb, and there's West Virginia, and it looks like a different kind of gesture. Yeah, okay, New York's, yeah, it's definitely Florida. And then you go up into New England, and it looks like somebody put together their kindergarten puzzle of the states of the United States together wrong. I don't know. Apparently they taught him how to cut on brames, but they didn't teach geography. No, not at all. My grandmother, born in 1894, always told me the way you could remember how to spell geography was George Ellison's oldest girl rode a pig home yesterday. We're full of that folksy wisdom here in Appalachia. I don't think Ben Carson ever learned anything about George Ellison. Perry's oldest girl. But it is time to get out of here. 3 hours have flown by. Be good, y'all. Keep it lit. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. You know, the weather's getting colder, which leaves us vulnerable to the cracking, chafing, and itching of dry, irritated skin. Fortunately, our family has found a natural solution to this uncomfortable condition from Healin' Hollers. Two solutions, actually. Lemon hemp cream and whipped shea mint cream. The whipped shea mint cream is also an excellent deep conditioner for your hair and dry, itchy scalp. It's a much better dandruff treatment than the expensive commercial chemical concoctions cooked up in a lab. Healin' Hollers is a little home-based business in the Ozarks, not a corporation. Each batch of these creams is handmade using organic ingredients they compound themselves, so you can be sure of their purity and quality. The good folks at Healin' Hollers are committed supporters of this program and are committed to producing the best herbal products to serve your health. Visit healin-hollers.com or click on their ad at mikemalloy.com and enjoy soft, smooth skin all winter long.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.